Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
The Perfect Crime. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Of people visit Yellowstone National Park each year, but one of the least visited parts of the park is the so-called Zone of Death. While most of Yellowstone is located in Wyoming, small portions extend into Montana and Idaho, where the Zone of Death lies. In the Zone of Death, there are no roads, no humans, and no camping. But there, unlike most places on Earth, you can probably get away with murder. How, you might ask? Well, let's get into it. The part of Yellowstone that exists in Idaho is the very, very small southwest corner of the park, the 50 miles, again, they call the Zone of Death. We'll get into why in a bit. It is under the jurisdiction of the United States District Court for the District of Wyoming, a federal court, and currently the only United States District Court to have jurisdiction over parts of multiple states, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, because it governs Yellowstone National Park. So essentially, the federal government has exclusive control over the park, which means that any crimes committed in the park cannot be prosecuted under any of the state's laws, not Wyoming's, not Idaho's, and not Montana's. Still with me? Okay. The Sixth Amendment in the United States Constitution says that any accused shall enjoy, quote, the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed. So in essence, people are entitled to a fair and quick trial by their community, by the people that live around them. So then, if a crime is committed in the park because it's under federal jurisdiction, it would have to be tried before a jury consisting entirely of residents of that area. That's the whole park, right? Well, since the Idaho portion of the park is completely uninhabited, a jury of residents of both state and district would be impossible to wrangle. The bizarre constitutional loophole was discovered by Michigan State University law professor Brian C. Kalt while he was planning to write an essay about the technicalities of the Sixth Amendment. Doing his research, Kalt wondered about a hypothetical place where there was not enough citizens to form a jury, coming to the conclusion that this would mean no trial and no punishment for major crimes in that area. He later realized that, hey, there actually was such a place, the Idaho section of Yellowstone National Park. Horrified by the realization that if someone committed a murder in the Idaho section of Yellowstone National Park, they might not face any repercussions, and you know what that might mean, Kalt wrote an essay about the area to persuade the government to fix the loophole. The essay, which was published in 2005, was called The Perfect Crime. Kalt's ultimate worry in publishing the piece was that criminals might read the essay and commit a crime in the zone before the loophole was fixed. Discussions around the area, now nicknamed the Zone of Death, because allegedly crime is legal there, which it is not, it's just harder to get punished for those crimes, which of course is less sexy, made it seem like a dangerous place, a place where anything is possible. And while those discussions are kind of right, they're also kind of wrong. A super minor crime committed in the zone that might not require a jury trial would still be subject to prosecution. And on the other end of the spectrum, a felony committed in the zone could still potentially be subject to civil litigation, and a criminal could also be prosecuted on conspiracy charges relating to the planning of the crime and then traveling to the zone. The closest case we have to exercising Kalt's theory about the Zone of Death happened in December 2005, when a poacher named Michael Beldurain illegally shot an elk in the Montana section of Yellowstone. Belderane cited Colt's paper, The Perfect Crime, to explain why he believed it was illegal to have his trial with a jury from a state other than where the crime was committed. The court eventually dismissed his argument, and Belderane took a plea deal, on the condition that he would not appeal the ruling, so lawmakers would not have to hash it out in a higher court. To this day, the zone of death has been pretty clear of crime. Although missing person cases nearby did attract some media attention, you'll remember the notorious 2021 case of Gabby Petito, whose body was ultimately recovered near Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming, as of 2025, no known felonies have been committed in the zone of death, at least since Colt's legal discovery. So while the zone of death might have an intense name, it seems that, for now, it's a relatively safe place to go. One that, let's hope, stays free of criminal activity for everybody's sake.